الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. How will the acts of worship of Ramadan be accepted? Dua of Attar. O Lord of Mustafa, whosoever reads or listens to the booklet, how will the acts of Ramadan be accepted? Grant him the blessings of Ramadan and delight in worship, and forgive them, their parents and families, without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of sending salat upon the Prophet. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah Almighty. Three types of people will be under the shade of Allah Almighty's throne on that day. Number one, the one who relieves the difficulty of my ummah. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who abundantly sends salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O lovers of Ramadan, it was only a few days ago that the joyful excitement for the imminent arrival of the blessed month of Ramadan was in the air. But, alas, before we even realized, the mercy-filled beloved month of Ramadan departed. May Allah Almighty grant us true love for this blessed month, and out of His mercy, accept whatever imperfect acts of worship we were able to perform during it, and forgive our shortcomings in worship. Ameen. By the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ah, Ramadan has departed, leaving hearts yearning. O devotees of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what can be said about the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak? Even before this sacred month arrives, preparations begin in the homes. This blessed month carries a unique sweetness and spiritual joy that is not found in other days. As soon as the moon of Ramadan is sighted, a special state descends upon the heart. A person naturally inclines towards worship and begins frequenting the masjid. But when the moon of Eid is sighted, the lover of Ramadan becomes immersed in grief. The masjids grow empty, and the one who carries pain for the religion feels deeply distressed at their quietness. It is a matter of personal feelings. Some feel the sorrow so intensely that they cannot find peace, just as one feels restless upon the passing of a close loved one. Similarly, some fortunate people experience such emotions at the departure of Ramadan. Alas, the blessed, magnificent month of Ramadan has left us, and with it, the many blessings we were receiving. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A unique way to remember Ramadan al-Mubarak. In earlier times, people would remember Ramadan al-Mubarak in this way. 6 months before Ramadan, they would continue to make dua to Allah Almighty to grant them the opportunity to reach it. Then, after Ramadan had departed, they would spend another 6 months making dua for the acceptance of the worship performed in this blessed month. Alhamdulillah, we too wait for Ramadan al-Mubarak throughout the year. Rather, some fortunate people make this dua all year long. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan bisihatin wa afiyah. Meaning, O Allah Almighty, grant us the month of Ramadan with health and well-being. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir Ahl Sunnah's love for Ramadan al-Kareem. Alhamdulillah, It is a blessing, mercy and favor of Allah Almighty upon me that my love for Ramadan did not begin today, rather since childhood. From the moment I became aware, Ramadan has always felt beloved to me. By Allah, Ramadan is a river of mercy. I was waiting for Ramadan to arrive, and when Ramadan came, I entered the river of mercy. Alhamdulillah, my soul became revived. Different ways to keep the memory of Ramadan alive. Oh, how wonderful it would be if Allah Almighty grants us the grief of Ramadan. May we be blessed with the ability to remember Ramadan al-Mubarak throughout the entire year. There can be several ways to do this. For example, keep a special diary in which you record the date of Ramadan's arrival and its departure. Also write down the litanies you used to recite in Ramadan and later review this diary to refresh the memories of Ramadan. Because some remembrance of Ramadan al-Mubarak should always remain. On my left wrist there is a scar and at times I even kiss it because I received this wound in Ramadan 2015. From my experience, to preserve the memory of this blessed month longer after Ramadan departs, one should keep the tongue as restrained as possible, locking it in silence, and speak only when necessary, keeping the virtues of Ramadan alive in the mind. By continuing in this manner, gradually one may be even blessed with tears in the remembrance of Ramadan. Insha'Allah. To further increase the remembrance of Ramadan al-Kareem in the heart, the weekly booklets department has presented several writings of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah written during Ramadan in the form of booklets titled Yade Ramadan Parts 1, 2 and 3. To read them, you can scan the QR codes. The Khalifa of Amir Ahlus Sunnah and the Memory of Ramadan Al-Kareem. Once my son, I Khalifa of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Al-Hajj Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, Mudda Zillul Ali, told me that it is his habit, and this year as well, that to preserve the memory of Ramadan Al-Mubarak, on the last day of Sha'ban Sharif, he sets the time of sunset in his watch as an alarm. Whenever it rings daily, it reminds him of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Likewise, when the time of dawn arrives, he does the same. The initiative for optional fasts. Alhamdulillah, to keep the memory of Ramadan alive, the Department of Islahi Amal of Dawat-e-Islami has also launched an initiative for Nafal fasts, which has three categories. Number one, fasting throughout the year. Except on the prohibited days, i.e. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Zul-Hijjah. Number 2. Sawmi Dawoodi. Fasting every other day, or according to one's ease. Fasting 15 days in a month. However, the specific virtue of Sawmi Dawoodi is attained only when one fasts every other day. Regarding this, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the most beloved fast to Allah Almighty is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam. He would fast one day and not fast the next. Number 3. Keeping at least one fast per week. In any case, everyone should at least observe the fast of Monday, as it is a sunnah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to fast every Monday. When the reason was asked, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I was born on this day. Similarly, fasting on Thursday is also sunnah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, deeds are presented in the court of Allah Almighty on Mondays and Thursdays, and I like that my deeds be presented whilst I am fasting. All devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should adopt the habit of optional fasting to preserve the memory of Ramadan al-Kareem. If Allah Almighty wills, this will also encourage other Islamic brothers and sisters, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Continue your worship even after Ramadan. O lovers of Ramadan, congratulations to you for keeping the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak, performing Taraweeh and reciting the noble Quran. May Allah Almighty make these acts of worship a means of forgiveness without accountability for you and for your sake, me too. Remember, the mighty Lord whom you worshipped in Ramadan al-Mubarak is the same most merciful and generous Lord who created all the other months as well. Oh, how wonderful it would be if instead of limiting our worship only to Ramadan, we are blessed with the ability to spend the entire year, or rather our whole life, in obedience to Allah Almighty and His final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The sign of acceptance of the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Developing the habit of keeping nafal fast after the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak is a sign that the fast of Ramadan have been accepted. This is because when Allah Almighty accepts a servant's good deed, He grants him the ability to perform further good deeds after it. Some pious elders have said, the reward of one good deed is another good deed after it. Therefore, when a person performs a righteous act and then follows it with another good deed, the second good deed is a sign that the first one has been accepted. Likewise, if someone performs a good deed and then follows it with a bad deed, that evil act indicates that the earlier good deed was rejected rather than accepted. Fast after Ramadan. Imam Shabi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, keeping one fast after Ramadan is more beloved to me than fasting for a lifetime. Alhamdulillah, many devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam keep fast in Shawwal after Ramadan. The fast of Shawwal carry great virtue. Three blessed sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are presented. Number one, whoever fasted Ramadan and then fasted 6 days in Shawwal will emerge from sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. Number two, whoever fasted Ramadan and then followed it with 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he had fasted for a lifetime. Number three, whoever fasts 6 days after Eid al-Fitr in Shawwal has fasted the entire year, because one good deed is rewarded tenfold. The fast of Ramadan equal 10 months, and these 6 days equal 2 months, thus completing the fast of the whole year. It is better to keep these fasts separately. For example, every other day or throughout the month as convenient. However, keeping 6 consecutive days after Eid is also permissible. Only the first of Shawwal, i.e. the day of Eid, cannot be fasted. The best good deed and the worst sin. O devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how excellent is the good deed that is performed after falling into sin, for it erases that sin. And even better is the good deed that is performed after another good deed. And how evil is the sin that is committed after a good deed, for it can erase that good deed. Remember, committing one sin after repentance is worse than committing 70 sins before repentance. Continue to supplicate to Allah Almighty for steadfastness upon righteousness until death, and seek His protection from the heart turning away and from returning to sin after doing good. Indeed, after being blessed with the obedience of Allah Almighty, falling into His disobedience is a terrible disgrace. And after being granted the treasure of contentment, falling into the impoverishment of greed is extremely bad. Advice for the youth and the elderly. O youth, if you remain patient in abandoning sins, then in exchange for leaving the desires of the nafs, the sweetness of faith will be placed in your hearts. Whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah Almighty is granted something better than it. This address is to the youth. As for the elderly person, if after the departure of Ramadan al-Mubarak he returns to sin, this is more worse and unacceptable. A young person may still hope to repent later in life, though relying on future repentance is itself dangerous, since death can come suddenly. But the elderly person's ride has already reached the shore of the ocean of hopes, meaning he is very close to death, and youth will never return. So upon what hope does he rely? Bad people. It was submitted in the court of Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi Rahmatullahi Alayh that there is a group of people who worship Allah Almighty only in Ramadan Mubarak and strive to attain His pleasure only during this month and not outside of Ramadan. He Rahmatullahi Alayh replied, "That is a most evil group, the one that thinks the right of Allah Almighty is only in Ramadan. Indeed, a righteous servant is the one who worships Allah Almighty throughout the entire year and remains engaged in seeking His pleasure." An important ruling. It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, if a person performs Salah only in Ramadan and abandons it afterwards and says, "This much is enough, or what I prayed is already a lot, because one prayer in Ramadan equals 70. Then saying this is disbelief, because it implies denial of the obligation of Salah. Become a Rabbani, not Shabani. Someone asked Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Shibli rahmatullahi alayh, which is more virtuous, a Rajab or Shaban? He replied, "Become a Rabbani, do not become Shabani," meaning do not restrict your worship to any one month. Rather, remain engaged in the worship and obedience of your Lord in every month and every day. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. How to show gratitude for the ability to worship. Some pious elders, rahimahumullah, when Allah Almighty granted them the ability to worship at night, would fast during the day in gratitude for the night worship, so that thanks for that blessing could be fulfilled. Remember the righteous deeds through which a servant used to gain closeness to Allah Almighty in Ramadan do not end after Ramadan passes. Rather, as long as a person is alive, the opportunity to perform these good deeds remains. There will be regret on the Day of Judgment. O devotees of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the one who loves Allah Almighty does not tire of gaining closeness to his Lord through voluntary acts of worship. The person whose time passes empty of obedience to the Lord of the worlds has certainly suffered loss. And any day that passes in heedlessness of Allah Almighty will become a cause of regret for him on the day of judgment. Woe to the one who wasted long periods without obedience to Allah Almighty. Woe to the time which passed without righteous deeds done for Allah Almighty. Our pious elders gave great importance to acts of worship in Ramadan and considered it the means of their forgiveness. 80 Ramadans of fasting. The great Tabi'i saint Sayyiduna Atta bin Sa'ib rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, when we visited Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman Sulami rahmatullahi alayhi at the time of his passing, he said, I have firm hope in my Lord. Indeed, I have kept the fast of 80 Ramadans for his sake. Reflect. At the final moment, this saint was remembering the mercy of Allah Almighty. And in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah Almighty states, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am according to my servant's expectation of me, especially in one's final moments. One should maintain good expectations in Allah Almighty. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, if a person passes away whilst having hope of forgiveness, inshallah, he will receive forgiveness. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to always have a good opinion of him. Some foolish people utter statements such as, we are sinful, so we will enter hell. There is a real fear that this will actually come to pass. Therefore, we should never say such words. Mu'adh Allah, no matter how many sins we commit, even though we should not be doing them, if they have been committed, we should not lose sight of Allah's mercy and say that we will surely be punished. Rather, we should have good, positive expectations in Allah's mercy. Whilst repenting, also leave alone committing sins intentionally. We should not even go close to sins. Make good intentions. O devotees of the Messenger, make an intention that from today you will never miss Salah, never disobey Allah Almighty, never watch films, never listen to music, never shave the beard or trim it less than a fistful. That you will travel in qafilas 3 days every month. Take accountability of your actions daily using the pious deeds booklet and handing it in to the relevant responsible brother on the first of every month. Islamic sisters should also make an intention to always observe the Islamic veil and not make excuses in this regard, such as it is not customary to observe veiling in our family. It is difficult for us, etc. Dear Islamic sisters, the excuses that are used today in order to avoid observing proper veiling will neither be acceptable in the hereafter nor protect one from Allah's punishment. The true compulsion is the one that saves us from Allah's punishment in the hereafter. May Allah Almighty make it so that you are not in need of such excuses and that you happily fulfill all commands whilst obeying Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember, veiling is farz, i.e. obligatory. To learn more rulings about this, be sure to read the 409 page of Maktabatul Madina entitled Parde ke bare mein sawal jawab. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad.